Why did God create men? What is manhood all about? Here's what manhood is all about. God made men to take ground, to build, to protect, to rule under God's authority. The Bible calls this the dominion mandate. Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion. It was men and men only that God selected to be prophets and priests and kings and warriors, not women. Men were made for something very different than women. Men were not made to be passive observers. So there are four elements that shape the mandate. First, be fruitful and multiply. That means marriage matters, children matter. You're called to take dominion over their nurture and training. Second, fill the earth. This is to take responsibility for your space, for your home, your property, your community, your relationships. Third, to subdue the earth. That means men are called by God to harness the resources of the earth, to create and use tools, to use technology and whatever opportunities God has placed in their hands. Fourth, have dominion. This has to do with exercising authority and stewardship over your work, over your time, over your skills, over your relationships, improving all of them. This is how Christian culture is built in the world. So pick one area in your life this week, some area in your home, your work, your health, your walk with God. Move the needle forward, make progress, improve what God has given you, lead with strength, build with clarity of purpose, rule with humility, work with excellence. Because when God made men, He made them for dominion. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
Scripture Applied is a production of Church and Family Life. Visit churchandfamilylife.com for more resources.